mind it, Emma, yes, it's a year, it's an annual situation. Obviously, there's some people as well, to be fair, and well being reminded, are not aware of this, and so it's obviously an educational time again to let them know as well of their responsibilities. If you do have hedges encroaching onto the public road or any road at all, footpaths, etc., walkways, and it is your responsibility as well if you're the landowner adjacent to get it cut back. And other people assume as well that it's all down to the council. It's not necessarily down to the council. The council, this time of year, generally along the main road, the N56, they do have a hedge cutter out, but the hedge cutter is there only for a minimal amount of days. So that will do from point A to point B in our jurisdiction for that amount of days. But once that's gone again, then it is gone. For example, you may have roads coming on to the main road, then you have junctions and so on. Obviously, a lot of junctions. And that can fall with the landowners then to get that sorted as well themselves. I think the main thing is here to get the message out is just don't leave it to everybody else. If you have something yourself sorted, and even if it's not yours to sort, as I see the people as well, which is quite helpful. For example, town lands or that, where there may be a lot of hedges going on and difficulties with roads. I just say to them all, look, if all the houses can chip in, go together and get a hedge cutter of your choice, it's not that expensive when all the houses take part in it. And thankfully now a lot of town lands this last number of years are doing that, which is helpful, and they do find a benefit out of it. And for the ones that aren't doing it, we'd appeal to them to start doing it and just try and get into the system, as I say, get your hedge cutter of choice and just all the houses pull together, and it leaves it all nice and contained in and safe for everybody. But the main thing is here, if there is a hedge causing a problem, don't leave it to somebody else to sort of such. Try and take action yourself, or if you really want yourself, go down yourself with your own hedge cutter and get somebody to watch the road for you for a while early in the morning and do it that way either.
Mm-hmm. Can become quite a hazardous situation quite quickly if these hedges are allowed to get out of control and then cars can't see when they're pulling out onto a junction or around a blind corner.
That's the big one as well. Like, that is really the big one as well. Definitely so, that can happen. I suppose the other side of it here as well is worth to highlight here as well. For example, God forbid anything would happen, you know, the landowner in question could find themselves in hot water as well if something happened as a result of their hedge blocking viewer, blocking vision or so on, and if an accident then occurred, that all these things need to be banged out there as well. That, as I say, back to the point again, if you have hedges causing a problem and it's your land, the onus is on you to sort it out. Or likewise, the onus is on you as well. If your neighbour comes to you and says, look, sorry, Patty, your hedge is causing a problem, would you mind if I get this hedge cutter and cut it, or whatever the case may be? Likewise, just be neighbourly. If your neighbour offers to cut your hedge and you're not in a position yourself to cut it, well, let the neighbour cut it.
Yes.
Either way, as long as it gets cut and it's safe, that's the main thing for everybody. But it's just to get that message out to them is the one that we're trying to do today. Obviously, Donegal County Council have messages themselves on social media and papers and so on as well. But I find things as well, and even these days yourself, that message is missed as well. And I think it's most all of us, myself and my colleagues, we're all doing the same thing. It's happening everywhere. We've been asked about it. We're explaining how it is. And it's just to get the message out that the onus is on the landowner themselves if it's not cut otherwise.